Jump pass is no longer part of the repertoire.
Yeah, coach isn't a big fan of the jump pass, but I got told I can use it only when I need to, so we'll see when I need it.
But what's the and well, this team going to the opener after last year? You lost first two games, and Iowa hadn't lost an opener in a long time. It's a new start, but is there more emphasis on getting this first win after what happened last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting the first win. I think the one thing that we did great is we won big and we played together. We didn't win big and not play well. We played well, so it definitely gives us a confidence booster going in that first game, which I think, especially at Iowa, it's one of the biggest things with us struggling last year's confidence. And so I think that's one thing we really have this year.
Do you like playing with Bryce at the same time? You guys seem to bring an energy to the floor when you're there together.
Yeah, definitely. I was joking with Bryce. I said he's one of the best two guards I've ever seen. He's so fast, and I mean, just a couple times I caught the ball, and he's already up the floor. That's a great thing to have, and it's easy me and him playing together. I mean, we're friends off the court, on the court, so I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that clicks.
What's been the adjustment for you to learn the fast break and make it effective? Because you didn't fast break much last year, and now you're doing it in every possession.
Probably just to get up and down fast. I mean, every time I touch, I'm really trying to blow it up the floor. Even if we don't have a fast break situation, just to kind of instill that pressure on the defense.
Have you heard from a lot of people around campus after you guys scored 111? Right?
Yeah, definitely. I went to the Vine, and I think the owner was there. He's like, oh, 111 points. That's great. That's awesome. I mean, I think people are excited about that. That's fun to watch, and I think we're going to really fill this place up soon.
Was it something that maybe you guys were skeptical that, you know, fast break, up tempo, score more points, and then 111? Wow. I mean, is that kind of he's not messing around with style off?
Yeah, I think we had that possibility to score. We do it every day in practice. We get up and down, and we're always flying around. But I think the one thing that coach really emphasized that we may not score 111 points every game. 111 points every game is when we have to be more controlled and slow it down.
Tell me again what Ronald Moore said to you when you talked to him in the offseason, kind of his tips on the fast break and Coach McCaffrey style.
He said that one thing that coach does is really instill trust in the point guard, which coach did. I mean, before the game, he says, kind of run the show, and me and coach have a great relationship. I think that's one of the best things that a point guard coach can have, especially the point guard is kind of the coach on the floor. Ronald kind of said that, I mean, he's a great guy to play for, which I think you guys know, we know that coach is a great guy.
What does that mean to you, knowing that you built that trust that, you know, Coach McCaffrey knows that he's looking to you to kind of carry that responsibility?
I think it's just because we've been around each other a lot. We've done a lot of things together, and off the court, on the court, we talk about hoops and not hoops. I think it's just one of those things. He kind of trusts what I do, and I definitely, I mean, have total trust in what he does.
And you're going, he said you watch film a lot. Are you watching Siena games, or are you watching, watching last season's games in Iowa? What do you watch?
Now I may actually watch real game film, and I've been watching practice film, but that's grueling after a while. But I watched, before we had anything going on, I was watching Siena tapes a lot, watching Moore, see how he went about things.
So what was that mood when you, like, first popped in the tape from Sunday's exhibition, and you're actually, like, watching yourself against guys that you're not familiar against?
It was cool, but I went up there and watched film Coach Spiro. I was giving him a hard time, so I thought I played well. And he went up there, it was all the stuff I played well and didn't do well. So, it's great. I love our staff, and we got great guys.
Talking about playing with Bryce earlier, do you think with him possibly getting more playing time, he might even be playing off the ball some as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a possibility because Bryce can handle the ball. He can do it all. He's a great player. And, I mean, playing off the ball, for me, that's kind of fun. I just joked about Coach putting me at the two spot. I mean, kind of fun not to bring the ball up the floor and run off screens.
Is there anything that you guys had to break yourself of that, you know, that Coach Lukeleiter and the staff kind of grinded in your head, you know, for the big guys with ball screens and that you kind of had to get out of a rhythm?
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the things, how we guard ball screens. It was different. But we kind of drilled it yesterday and a couple of days before. But, just slowing it up instead of kind of pushing it and seeing what's in there a little bit.
Did you feel after you lost that first game last year that the team never got any momentum?
Yeah, we had no groove. We had no, there was no, like, I mean, to me at least, I could tell. I mean, there was no, he's my go-to guy or he does this real well. There was no kind of sense of playing together, which I definitely think we have this year.
Yeah, last year with Coach Licklider getting sick, and you never seemed to – something bad seemed to happen
yeah.
every week.
It never seemed smooth. It never seemed like, this is what it's going to do, this is what we're going to do, this is going to be the outcome. It was always like, we play UNI at UNI, it's a blizzard, we're stuck there for 5 days. Something, I mean, it's never good.
Yeah.
But I think this year it's really going to change, turn around.
Yeah.